federal workers to assist struggling healthcare facilities across the state. More than 200 hospitals and long-term care facilities have requested staffing assistance due to the stress the COVID-19 pandemic has placed on the healthcare system. The FEMA teams will join the Wisconsin National Guard, recently deployed by Governor Tony Evers, in assisting facilities across the state. As of yesterday, 118 patients in Dane County were hospitalized due to COVID-19, and the state reports 97% of ICU beds in Wisconsin are occupied. 60% chance for snow this morning, turning to overcast skies this afternoon. Winds up to 15 miles an hour and a high today of 39 degrees. Light and variable winds expected this evening with mostly cloudy skies and an overnight low of 28 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're also going to the lines. David Amekwan, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Really quickly, so I just caught the tail end of what you were saying about with Rubio being soft on Russia. And obviously, we know the situation between Russia and Ukraine is getting worse as the Russians are building up their forces as we speak. And one thing that was very disturbing to me was that Biden already flat out said that, you know, we're not going to send in troops into Ukraine, even though back in 1994, Russia, the United Kingdom, and Ukraine, obviously, they gave up their nuclear weapons. Ukraine, at the time in 1994, gave up their nuclear weapons so that they would never be invaded. And that was signed by, again, the U.S., Great Britain, and Russia. And if that agreement were breached, the U.S. is, under that agreement, expected to protect Ukraine accordingly. What concerns me, Matt, is this, is by announcing that he's giving leverage to Russia. They might throw some sanctions and what have you, but it's again looking very weak on our end. And then on top of it, I was surprised there was a bipartisan support to try to stop the sale of all these weapons to Saudi Arabia, but it passed with flying colors. Both Democrats and Republicans overwhelmingly voted for selling all these arms to Saudi Arabia. And what I see is a complete failure of foreign policy right now, where we still have Americans stuck in Afghanistan. We haven't heard much about that, but they're still stuck over there. And we're going to compound this by capitulating to with the whole thing with Ukraine. And then, of course, then you got the whole scenario with China and Taiwan, which is a whole different conversation. But I'd like to get your thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, no, you raise a lot of different issues, and I want to hit all of them, and they're profound issues. First of all, I mean, let's be blunt. I mean, the previous president, Trump, was deferential to Putin. I mean, he was servile to Putin. He'd lick Putin's boots. When he was asked in Helsinki at that meeting with Putin by a reporter, the CIA and the FBI say that Putin hacked into the elections, he stood up for Putin. against his own FBI and CIA. And he said, well, Putin said he didn't. Why would he lie? You know, I mean, so what we have now is a tremendous improvement. Now, having said that, let's go over in detail historically what you just said. First of all, it is true that Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons. When the Soviet Union broke up, we did not want nuclear weapons rattling around in small countries. They could be taken over by extremists. They could be taken over by terror groups. So we wanted them out of there. We also went to Russia during the Yeltsin thaw in the 1990s. I mentioned before on this air that I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg with a delegation from the Justice Department giving talks on our Constitution and our civil and criminal justice system, and they welcomed it. And we worked with them, with Yeltsin's government, to neutralize nuclear weapons throughout the whole Soviet Union. And you're right, there was an agreement that there would be no invasion of Ukraine and that we would back Ukraine up. Now, what does that entail? In Russia, an agreement is only as good as the guy who signed it. The minute Yeltsin's out and Putin's in, he doesn't care. He'll rip that up. I mean, Putin assassinated a guy in London, and he assassinated a guy in Berlin, and he hacked into our elections in 2016 and 2020. The guy's a criminal, okay? The guy's a criminal. He does not care about what Boris Yeltsin signed in 1994. Having said that, we are backing up Ukraine. Where we send troops, I mean, let's be blunt. If Biden said we're going to send troops, or let's say he sends 30,000 troops into Ukraine right now to bait Russia, let's say Russia goes in, do you really want a land war in Ukraine by two nuclear powers? I'll tell you, there's a guy named Roger Wicker. He's a senator from Mississippi, a Republican. He put out a statement yesterday saying that Biden should consider the use of a nuclear strike on Russia because of Ukraine. He said that, a first strike. That's dangerous talk. That's dangerous talk, because guy says something like that, somebody over in Russia starts thinking, well, maybe we should strike first. The point is, David, we have overwhelming nuclear superiority to everybody, China, Russia. Our submarine fleet is all over the world, sitting silently on the bottom of the ocean with state-of-the-art nuclear weapons. Russia and China know that if they ever launched, that would be the end of Moscow, St. Petersburg, Beijing, and an awful lot of other cities. But we don't want that. We don't want it to be the end of New York and Chicago also. I think Biden handled it very, very skillfully. And that is, what did he do? And he told Putin the sanctions. He'll be taken off of the international banking system and can't borrow any money. His pipelines, oil and gas, will be shut down. And that they're a gas station. That's all they are. They're not a department store even. They're a gas station. And that's all they are. And so far, Putin put out a statement through a spokesman yesterday that he had no desire to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. I think what Biden has done is taken the measure of the man. And he said to him in private, these are the sanctions. What he might have said would be, we have no present intention to put troops there. But when we rule out putting troops anywhere or launching anything, that can change in a heartbeat if it's in our interest. So I think, I think Joe did a very, very fine job, Joe Biden, certainly compared to Trump. And I think he may have deterred Putin. Putin right now is fighting, invading Ukraine through surrogates, through people who like Russia. They speak Russian. They're in the eastern part of Ukraine. And he's played this game before, but he hasn't sent real troops in. My suspicion is that he won't. On Saudi Arabia, you write that there was a bipartisan effort to sell them arms. There's no doubt in my mind that that's for a couple of reasons. One is, in Yemen and Iran, in Yemen, they're under attack, and in Iran, Saudi Arabia is under attack. Now, I don't like Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia engineered 9/11. Of the 19 hijackers, all but about three of them were from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian consul and ambassador were in contact with those people. I think the Saudi government was part of it. I have no use for them. However, one thing could be, why don't we bomb Saudi Arabia? The whole damn country. That's it. Out it goes. No, we're not going to do that. Why are we not going to do that? Because first of all, that would be inhumane. But secondly, we have other geopolitical interests in the Middle East. The main one is Israel. It's our strongest ally in the Middle East. It's a democracy just like ours, and it stands tall against jihadist invasions. So what happens if you don't sell weapons to Saudi Arabia? Iran attacks, continues to bomb Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has opened up its airspace to Israeli planes to go to the United Arab Emirates and to fulfill the Abraham Accords with Bahrain, United Arab Emirates. And the crown prince over there, he's a murderer, Chainsaw Charlie. He's the guy that carved up Jamal Khashoggi, but he's younger than his father. And I think he gets that it's a no-win proposition trying a continuing fight with Israel. And it may very well be. He can't very well adopt the Abraham Accords because they're such a religious state, but he can do it in everything but name only. But other than the name, he can do it. He can do it. And so it's to our interest, as long as he uses those weapons against Iran or to defend himself against Iran, it's in our interest to give it to him. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that this was discussed with our allies in advance, with Israel and with Europe. And there's no doubt in my mind that Chainsaw Charlie knows that he's only going to use it with respect to Iran and for defensive purposes. So there's a certain amount of geopolitical strategy going on. The statement of no troops in Ukraine is actually an accurate statement. We're not planning to send them there. We could easily send them there. And he did say we'd put more troops in Poland, Romania, and the rest of Eastern Europe. And we would beef up our presence in the Black Sea. Putin doesn't want that either. Putin's a loser. He's a gas station attendant. He's trying to get some respect. And I think Biden played him very well. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.